Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion by Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is May the 8th, 2023. Oh, I'm sorry, I got a little bit of a voice. Preached three times today, singing at the nursing home, singing in two services. My voice is a little weak today, but it is what it is, so hopefully you'll be able to hear this well enough. But today I want to talk about the benefits of a friend. Saul of Tarsus found himself in a difficult position shortly after he was born again. Previously, he had been one who hated the people of the way. He was arresting the followers of Jesus. As a matter of fact, he was on the road to Damascus with arrest warrants in his hands when the Lord appeared to him and saved him. The difficult position in which Saul finds himself is that he was attempting to join the disciples in Jerusalem, yet they were afraid of him. So Acts 9:26 says, "And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple." But if you go on and read the rest of Acts chapter number 9, you find an amazing thing happened. A man by the name of Barnabas becomes his friend and begins to vouch for Saul. You see, Saul had proven himself faithful already in other cities. We find that he was in Damascus there, preaching in the synagogue, preaching that Christ is the Son of God. Saul grew in strength then, and his message was so convincing that he confounded the Jews, proving that this is the very Christ. His message was so convincing, the Jews wanted to silence him. They plotted to kill him. Saul escapes Damascus and finds his way to Jerusalem. This is where we find him in our text. He is in Jerusalem, seeking to join the disciples, and they were afraid. So what will Saul do? How will he get an audience with the disciples? How will he convince the city of Jerusalem that he has turned from his wicked ways? He is not trying to. He wants to convince them that he's not trying to infiltrate the group of disciples to be able to capture them. He has truly been born again. So what would he do? What would you do? This is the place where the benefits of friendship become known. Barnabas, a well-respected man among the disciples, vouches for Saul. Barnabas witnesses to the work which Saul has accomplished in Damascus. Barnabas told the disciples the story of Saul's conversion. He witnessed how that he had spoken with and probably questioned Saul about his motives and his faith. Barnabas made mention of the message which Saul preached. He was a faithful friend who was willing to vouch for Saul. The disciples were satisfied because of the testimony of Barnabas. Saul was accepted into the group of disciples. He continued to speak boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, disputing with the Grecian Jews, and his witness was so effective yet again that they wanted to kill him. So the ministry of Saul expanded because of the faithfulness of Barnabas. They became friends. And this is probably the reason that Saul and Barnabas teamed up later to go on their missionary journeys. Do you have a friend like Barnabas? Are you a friend like Barnabas? Are you willing to stand up for what you know is right? Are you willing to stand up for Christ? Are you really willing to vouch for someone else to say that their testimony is true? Will your standing further the work of Christ? Let's be a friend who will expand the ministry of Jesus. Let's also be thankful for friends who will stand with us in times of ministry. Thankful for those friends who go with me to the nursing home every month. It's good when you have people that you know will go with you to do the work of the ministry, to be a blessing to others. That's what Barnabas did for Saul. He was his friend who went and stood with him and did the work of the Lord. And the kingdom of Christ benefited greatly because of it. Lord, thank you for the witness of your word. Lord, we thank you that you have a work to do in this world. We thank you that your work is worthy of our dedication. Help us to be willing to testify for the benefit of your work and for your glory. We thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. A great week is in front of us. I pray God's blessings upon you. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.